Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Let's just address it now. I think we can take maybe one off. I don't know. I'm not sure. Wendy's saying no. That's her response.
But we'll see how he behaves himself during this segment, I think.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, granted, he is holding up the cue cards. The cue cards? No, the prompts. The prompt cards. The ones that tell us what to say at all times. Because this is it's completely scripted.
100% scripted. Because we don't want to break any illusions.
No,
right
of course
here.
Not. Of course not.
One thing I had to bring up with you, though, mm-hmm. and it's one thing I found myself surprised to see it, but I don't know why I'm surprised to see it. What I'm talking about is I was at the shops.
Right, of course.
At the shops, and I was seeking hydration.
You weren't doing a pseudo shop, were you?
There was intent to spend money on this purchase.
That's unusual. For you?
Believe it or not, yes. It was desperate times. I was in need of a drink of water, and I'm like, yep, go to the shop,
yeah,
buy myself a bottle of water.
Hey, that's a standard. That's a pretty standard thing to do. I would have said, just go out of the tap. Just go out of the drinking fountain. All right. But hey, that's fine. That's fine if you want to buy water.
I
be one of those people.
I was in a position where it made more sense. To get it, okay? Yeah. Next time we're at a drinking tap, I'm going to make you have a drink at the taps.
No, okay, all right. And I will accept that challenge. Thank you, Z.
I'm glad. I'll film it and put it up on our fake Instagram account.
Yes, that's right, on the gram, because we like to flex on it. And it's something that, we both enjoy, you know, it's drinking from the city fountains. It's like the bubble taps at high school.
Bubble taps, remember? You're right, yeah.
Remember? It's just like, you know, getting that nice, luscious water.
For free,
and not sure if anyone had put sticks in it or, you know, to throw you off completely of that stream of water. It was wild. It was wild times. You never knew if you were going to get hit in the face with a bloody thing of water. It was... Ugh.
So you can relate to me when I say that mm-hmm. experiences with water is something you're familiar with.
Look, I can be honest with you, Z, and Duncan, and Wendy, everyone in the studio, and everyone listening at home. I'm familiar with water. I think I've got a grasp on water. I think I understand the translucentness. I understand there's no taste. I also understand that tofu is the water equivalent
of food. It's the food equivalent of water. Right? So it might astound you to see what was printed on this bottle of water.
What was printed is
that, and I've seen it on other products and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's like a health rating, you know, like it's a five star rating.
Of course, of
how healthy is this product?
Out of five stars, that product has to be rated out of that five stars, I guess, to give the general public a nice idea of how healthy this thing
right?
is. So how much do you think a chocolate bar would be? How many stars?
I don't know. I want to get into it. But I feel like it doesn't need to be printed on a bottle of water, which I would call Mother Nature's medicine.
That's right. That's the life juice of the situation.
Does it really need to be printed on it that it's a 5 out of 5 health rating?
Really?
Right?
It had it printed on the label that it was a 5 out of 5 star health rating.
Do people need to be told that water is a 5 out of 5? Like, people should know that it's a healthy thing to ingest,
it's,
right?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, from the see-throughness, you know, you should be able to tell that it's pretty straight up.
Right?
It's pretty hardcore, you know? I mean, there's no taste on it.
There's no taste?
So, I mean, I don't know really what's going on there.
But you know it's good for you.
If you weren't from Earth, would water have a taste? Text in on 0427-949.
If you can identify the taste of water or just relate to not being from this earth.
You could then email us in at onair@joy.org.au.
Using your special out of this earth mind.
Antennas. Or yeah, you could just, theoretically you'd be able to telepathically tell us what it is. Oh, I'm getting it on now. I'm getting on the line. They've told us that, fantastic. Everyone does need to be told that health is important and water is good.
Didn't explain the taste, but...
They didn't. Well, maybe
some transmissions get
And because they were from Earth. I think that's why.
Wow.
They couldn't, you know. They were psychic, but they weren't. They were from Earth.
Okay, interesting.
So they couldn't really identify the taste.
You're able to.
But it's funny that
tune into.
Yeah. And hey, this is what happens. The electricity, the liveness of the situation, it makes you channel certain things.
It
does.
The
situation. But it really reminds me of a time when I was in a cafe.
Yep.
You know, you go down to a lovely cafe, you get a coffee, you get a smashed avocado thingamabob.
So it was a nice relaxing
piece. It was a lovely day. You could even get a grilled cheese sandwich if you wanted.
Okay, did they bring you the bottle of water or like a glass of water, or did you have to ask for it initially?
It was one of those self-serve situations. Ooh, like okay. You know, they gave you the ingredients, now you go cook. You go cook the water.
By pouring it in the jug into a cup.
All
the ingredients are there.
And, well, yeah, I said pasta. I wanted pasta, not water. But so they gave me the pot, the pan, and the utensils, and I had to make it. Granted, it was free. But what an interesting restaurant that was.
Wow.
And in this cafe...
This is such a cafe.
It was a restaurant and a cafe attached to each other. It was wild. I don't know where it was.
And this is all the one experience?
Yeah, all the one experience.
And completely not hypothetical. So continue.
And what I saw behind the counter was... child friendly.
Like, okay, so the cafe itself was promoting that it's an area where it's
children are accepted. I didn't know there was not a place where children weren't accepted. I can think of a few, but...
But not a cafe.
You'd think that a cafe is a nice, you know, tranquil zone for to, you know, bring your lovely child and have a good old time
with his
what's that? Baby Chino. Thank you very much. Duncan, appreciate it.
Strike revoked. So what?
Baby Chino.
Wow.
That was way too late, Duncan. We
got what you said and we already moved on.
Yeah,
so
that's it for Wendy. Good job, Wendy.
On the boards. On fire.
What were you saying? You were going to say that...
Well, it just got me thinking that I feel like there are some things that we don't need signs for or to be told anymore.
I guess that's similar to on the freeways when they have, you know, when if you're going the wrong way on the exit of the freeway,
or the signs,
it says wrong way, go back. You've been in a bit of a strife if you see that sign.
Exactly.
I think you're in a bit of strife. It's a situation.
There's also a few other signs. You're right that I feel like they don't need to, you know, put up there, especially on the freeway. There's a couple where it's like
the speed limit.
Oh.
Wendy enjoyed that one.
I was going to say...
But it's one of those ones.
It's also one of those. It's one of those sting ya. It's one of those ones, there's the avoid distractions. It's like, I'm being distracted by reading your sign.
Mm. And another thing I've noticed as well, now they've got those ads now. It's like they've primed you for, okay, this area is a hotbed for rolling, grinding halt traffic.
Oh, okay.
And they've primed these LED, like almost billboard things to just like rotate through ads. So you're watching, you know, it's quite distracting.
So it's a commercial break for your driving.
For your driving, apparently. And it's quite distracting. It's quite distressful.
Wow.
It's quite distressing. And Duncan...
And they want us to avoid distractions?
Apparently. And that's what I was told, that you can't eat while driving. I don't know if that's true.
I think you're thinking of swimming after eating.
Swimming after eating, of course, because you don't want to drown. That's not a good thing. You don't want to drown.
Or
you don't want to drown.
Or while you're driving.
Yeah, or cramps either.
No,
I don't like cramps. So certainly neither of us do. And that's fair enough, you know. That's fair enough.
More than fair enough.
I think so. But I think, you know what? It's time. Duncan is really making that treble clef signal. He does. For those of you playing at home, he does. He makes a treble clef signal when it's time for a song.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.